Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1327. How to Get a Simple Exercise Routine That You Can Stick With by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy first full day of Ramadan if you're observing, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, before we get to the post, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and more, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Get a Simple Exercise Routine That You Can Stick With by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. A simple exercise routine, whether it's regular gentle movement or vigorous activity, is essential to good health. Our bodies need to expend energy, and it's good for our mind and emotional well-being too. Unfortunately, many of us don't get enough. And this lack of exercise contributes to rising rates of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Many people don't stick with exercise because it's just too hard. Not necessarily the exercise itself, but the whole process. The new activity they are trying out, the new gadgets they might need for said activity, and the metrics they should be using to measure their progress. Ugh, it sounds exhausting before you've even started. But it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to have a complicated exercise routine to give you the benefits that you want. How I approach exercise. I was a late bloomer. I hated cross country at school and reluctantly played netball for a couple of years. I just didn't enjoy any of it. When I started running in my early 20s, it was, admittedly, to help lose a few pounds. And while it did help with that, I quickly and very unexpectedly fell in love with running. I had found the exercise that best suited my personality. I was introverted and completely non-competitive. I was happy plodding along every week, slowly working on my own goals. It was revolutionary to me that I didn't have to play a team sport or go hang out in a stinky gym where I felt completely inadequate. I enjoyed running. It was that simple. My current routine. I run 4 to 5 times per week for anywhere between 30 to 80 minutes. I cycle twice a week, one short ride and one long ride. I aim for 3 yoga sessions a week, and I go to a local boot camp twice a week. While that sounds like a lot, it absolutely doesn't feel like it to me. Why? Because I love every single aspect of my routine. A word about routine. I don't actually have all of these workouts in a weekly schedule. I used to do that when I trained for triathlon events, but not anymore. My partner works shift work, so every day looks different. I work my exercise in when I can, and my road biking is weather dependent. If anything, I guess I have a rhythm rather than a rigid routine. But here are 4 tips to help you create a simple exercise routine or rhythm that you will love and that will help transform you into the happier, healthier person you want to be. Tip number 1, do what you love. It's logical and supported over and over again by science. Enjoyment is the best predictor of sticking with exercise. So no, you don't have to do the new on-trend exercise. I believe it's currently F45. And you don't need to do what your family or friends do. The only way you'll stick to any exercise routine is to find something you truly love doing. I bet you have a list of exercises that you don't like doing, so that's a good start. But take a moment to brainstorm a list of exercises that you have enjoyed in the past, or ones that you think you'd like. Experiment with a couple of new things, and give each option more than one go. I didn't enjoy the first few times I ran when I picked it up in my 20s, but by about the fourth or fifth short run, I was head over heels. Tip number 2, aim for small but frequent. To get real lasting benefits from exercise, you need to have something you can do frequently. Running or walking are great examples of this. It's fairly easy to fit in a 20-minute jog or walk every day, but more difficult to commit to a daily game of hockey or an hour-long gym session. These small but frequent spurts will also help cultivate a habit around your chosen exercise. Although I believe you need to love, or at the very least, like your exercise of choice, you will inevitably have off days where a habit will come in handy to push you through. Tip number 3, make it part of your daily routine. A really simple approach to fitting in exercise is to incorporate it in something you are already doing. You could run errands on foot or bike instead of using the car, or you could commute to work that way. Research has found that one of the most common enablers for sticking to exercise is the ability to perform it as part of their daily chores. This means you don't have to try and fit your exercise time into your schedule. It's already there as commute time. It might take a bit to set up initially, like remembering to take all of the clothes to change into at work, but it's worth it in the long run. And tip number 4, be practical. You want to choose something that you can ideally do every day, or at least a few times a week. So be practical. Sure, you might love rock climbing, but is this something you can do for 30 to 40 minutes every day? Unlikely. Think about access to equipment and be realistic about it. Be practical in terms of the money you invest too. Don't sign up for a $500 gym membership on a whim without experimenting. Don't buy a road bike and all the bells and whistles if you have to put it on your credit card only to find out you don't have any place to store the items when they aren't in use. Keep it simple. Start today. If you don't already have a regular exercise routine, there is something you can do about that today. A walk in the fresh air is the simplest thing you can do. It won't cost you anything, perhaps a decent pair of walking shoes, and combines the healing powers of both movement and nature. It's a win-win. Try 15 minutes every second day, working up to 30 to 40 minutes, 5 to 6 times per week. This daily walk can be a wonderful base that can be really transformative if you have been sedentary, and it can be a base to add on later. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get a Simple Exercise Routine That You Can Stick With by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated something Emma said. experiment with a couple of new things, and give each option more than one go. So there may be an exercise you didn't like all that much the first time you tried it, but don't give up on it right away. Do you remember trying a new food as a child? As children, we are notoriously picky about our foods, and this is somewhat normal. So it's fairly normal for a child not to like a food the first time they try it, especially when it comes to vegetables. When you were a kid, did a caregiver ever ask that before saying whether you like the food or not, you have to take 3 bites first? Well, think of exercise like that. Give it more than one try to see whether you truly dislike it. Because maybe you need a bit more time to warm up to it. Or maybe you don't know how to perform the exercise correctly and need a bit of training first. I can tell you, I absolutely hated pull-ups for the longest time. It was simply because I could never perform a single one. It wasn't until a trainer forced it upon me that I finally fell in love with them. But again, I had to be forced to do them. In fact, in between sets of exercises, he would make me perform pull-ups. We could be doing biceps curls, squats, bench presses, it didn't matter. Whenever I finished a set of any exercise, we would walk over to the pull-up bar and I would have to try and perform at least one pull-up. And for the longest time, he would have to help me get my chin up over the bar. But one day, one very magical day, I was finally able to perform one myself. And since that magical day, my love affair with the pull-up began. So again, it may be worthwhile revisiting an exercise that you once shrugged off. You may find that you just might like it. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.